السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، our students from the Darul Ulooms, respected brothers and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa over the receivers, I mentioned many times that if we are not finding satisfaction with zikrullah, then there is a deficiency either in the quantity or the quality. That's all. If Allah Ta'ala says that it is only in His remembrance that our hearts find satisfaction, then the hearts must find satisfaction. So either there is a deficiency in the quality of the zikr or in the quantity of the zikr. As far as the quantity is concerned, for different people different quantities are required. And as far as the quality is concerned, one is the quality that we all understand, that zikr must be done with sincerity, and it must be done in such a manner as if you are actually seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and if not, then Allah Ta'ala is watching you. And then there are other sharait also, but the main thing is that the zikr, the main quality of zikr that is required, is that it should not only be a tasbih. It should not only be a tasbih that you are saying subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The haqiqat of that zikr must come into our lives. That means the person must stay away from those things that Allah Ta'ala has declared as haram, which is the negative zikr. All the things that Allah Ta'ala has declared as haram, that's the negative zikr. And do all those things that Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have ordered, and that is the positive zikr. I mean, he's going to do that, then after that he must get satisfaction in his heart. There will be itminan of the qalb. As Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, in one place he states that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave the hukam uzkurullah, make zikr of Allah. And with that hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gave us a cure and an ilaj for our passions, shahwat and afsaniya. At present the shahwat and afsaniya is running, what we say, without any breaks. There's no control. There's just no control over the shahwat. Of course, most of the shahwat, we are the ones responsible for looking at those things or reading that kind of literature or thinking of those things which create the shahwat. And then the person falls into sin. So for these shahwat, which are against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hukam, because there are certain passions which are according to Allah Ta'ala's hukam. So if the person fulfills that passion according to Allah Ta'ala's order, then it is not only permissible but rewarding. But we are talking about those shahwat which are evil. So he says that uzkurullah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala stated, and then he gave us the cure for these shahwat, that when these shahwat, these passions, the flames rise high, then what is it that will extinguish this shahwat? So to extinguish the shahwat, the fire of shahwat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us zikr. That make his zikr, then the noor of that zikr will extinguish that shahwat. It's only the noor of that zikr that can extinguish that shahwat. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was thrown into the fire, it was that noor, that tajalli of Allah Ta'ala, that noor which was in his heart, it was because of that that fire became cool. Allah Ta'ala gave the hukam, no doubt. So he says, but it was the noor of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam which extinguished the fire. So in the same way here, these shahawat and these passions, which everyone seems to be complaining about, everyone seems to be complaining of shahawat, and then the types of sins that these shahawat lead them to. So the cure for that is again zikrullah, the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the right quantity and the right quality. Then that person will be able to restrain himself. It will cool that fire of shahwat. But our problem is that we want to extinguish that fire with more shahwat, with the fulfillment of those desires. We want to go ahead with those desires that have come into our hearts, which are evil and haram. And we believe that if we have to commit that action, that evil action, then our shahwat, our passion, will be cooled. Whereas it is like putting more fuel into that fire. When the person is going to commit sin and think that he is going to cool his shahwat, then he is putting more fuel into that fire. The shahwat will increase because the nafs is becoming fatter and fatter. The nafs is getting enjoyment. The nafs is getting its sustenance. The nafs is getting its taste and its food and its fuel. So now that nafs, when it is becoming stronger and stronger, then how will the shahwat and the passion fire be extinguished? It is just like taking urine and trying to wash out stool. The person is taking urine and he wants to wash stool from his clothes or body. So he will never be able to become pak. Or if that person is drinking the water of the ocean, is very thirsty and is drinking the salt water, salty water of the ocean, so then it will make him more thirsty. It will not extinguish his thirst. His passion for thirst will increase. Even if you have to drink the whole ocean, he will never be able to quench his thirst. What he will have to do is take clean, pure water, even if it is just one tumbler full. Then that will quench his thirst. So in this world where there is nothing but invitation towards haram, everybody is being invited, everyone is being invited towards such kind of viewing or such kind of places or such kind of literature or such kind of shows and entertainment places which will inflame that passion. The television, the newspapers, the magazines, everything. What else are they promoting? In the schools, in the colleges, in the universities. We know what culture there is. And especially now with this new constitution where it has become legislation now that there must be equality of the sexes. So at workplaces and everywhere. What else is happening but that the person's passions are rising? And then he has to adopt unnatural means. So what is it that will cool that passion? It is nothing but zikrullah, the majalis of zikr. Or the person individually is making his zikr. And he develops that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, and that khawf and khashiyat of Allah ta'ala to such an extent that the moment the thought and the desire comes to commit anything that is haram, then he says, Allah is watching me. Hum aisi lazzaton ko qabil-e lanat samajhte hai ki jinse ae dosto mera Rab naraz hota hai. Qabil-e-lanat samajhte, they are cursed kind of pleasures with which my Rabb becomes displeased. If Rabb becomes displeased, how can that pleasure be pleasure? So that is the purpose of the zikr majlis. Just as we have the waaz majlis, the purpose of the zikr majlis is to make sincere tawbah from those sins. It is the weekly injection that we take so that we may stay on track, stay on guard. And especially as I mentioned that in this month of July, You just have to go a little into town and it seems you are in a different world altogether. Even if you have to go for business reasons or any other valid and legitimate reason. But there's a flood of evil, or a storms of evil, storms of fitnas. Now where do you save yourself? So unnecessarily don't go to those places. That's what I'm repeatedly saying. Your nafs will find sukoon. Your Allah Ta'ala will give satisfaction in the heart. There will be serenity. There will be tranquility. You won't get that restlessness. Otherwise there will be that demand. And especially if you've got a topi on and you've got a kurta and a beard and we are connected with some institution, so now the shame to indulge in those sins, it's not going to make a person comfortable, because you would not like to be seen to be committing any kind of haram or walking into any kind of prostitute quarters or into a cinema or a theater, because our libas, our garment, our clothing, it will be a restraining factor. So we will stay away from there. But if we are looking at those things and we are now cooking up the deg of passion in our heart, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of that. So the people will not see that, but Allah ta'ala is seeing into the heart. Therefore ya'lamu kha'inatal a'yun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur. Whatever khiyanat the eyes does and whatever the heart conceals, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of that. So Allah ta'ala will then make the person's life restless. He will be in the garb of a true Muslim, but his heart will be engulfed with nafsani khahishat, and shaitan will make his life miserable. He won't leave him. He'll keep on whispering, because the person has seen certain things, but his libas is holding him back, or his association with the masjid, that with jamaat or with the darul uloom or some dini activity, now that's holding him back. So shaitan will keep on whispering that no, if you go at this part of the night, then nobody will see you. Or if you cannot, then you put on the computer and then watch the porn there. So there nobody will see you, because it's in the privacy of your room. Who is going to see you there? So you don't have to go to those quarters there where they have all that filth on the screens. You can watch it in the privacy of your room. So you will keep on whispering until that person then gets trapped and caught. And after that, what happens? Life of restlessness, uneasiness, and so many people are ending up in the asylums. So many people are beginning to suffer from what they say schizophrenia. But what has really happened is that if you ask their wives, they will say that my husband watches till 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, all the porn and filth, and he even wants me to watch, and watching now has gone off his head. So this is the end result. So if we want a life of happiness, a life of comfort, a life of tranquility, a life of ease, it doesn't mean no sickness will come, no poverty will come, no test and trial will come. But within the heart there will be that itminan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person a kind of itminan. The fear that in what condition the person will die, that makes a person restless. Especially those who have got taluk with the masjid, because I've got students who have come here from certain institutions of learning and they are spending a few days here. So I'm mentioning these few things which are for the benefit of all, of course. What was I saying? The fear of death, that where the person is going to die, that is what makes a person's life restless. Where he is going to die and how he is going to die. Now if the person who has got some association, as I said, with the masjid, with the madrasa, with the khanqah, with tabligh and dawat, with any kind of dini institution, he's a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he's a mudarris in some institution, or she is an apa teaching in some madrasa, or she has got hijab and niqab, or she has got some kind of dini connection. So now all these outer things. Now if the person has got that, so now the person wants to die in a state where the person will not be suffering embarrassment and shame, and his family also will not suffer embarrassment and shame because the person has got this type of outer garments. So the person who is staying away from haram places and haram and illicit relationships and haram films and computer programs, then he is not worried, he is not afraid that if death comes, what will happen? What will happen? Nothing. The person will say the person was reading a kitab, or he was talking to his children, or the person was checking some information on the computer which was permissible to check, or the person had a kind of a magazine or risala or newspaper which was permissible to read. So now there is no fear of death, that in what condition it will come. It will come in one of the good conditions. If the person's niyat is correct and is doing the thing in the proper manner, then there's no fear. So the heart will not suffer restlessness. There won't be anxiety. And that is what will bring the itminan of the qalb. So, ala bi dhikrillah. There's hasar in this. Only in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will the hearts find itminan. So if we are not finding it, then as I said, there is a deficiency somewhere. Now who is going to diagnose where the deficiency is? That is why we go to the Ahlullah, to the Mashayikh, and we ask them to diagnose. Check where have I gone wrong? Why I can't seem to find itminan? So inevitably they will come up with some solution to the problem, and the majority of those people who are suffering from this problem, from this lack of itminan, then it will be due to some sin or the other. Allah Ta'ala makes it like that. The person's life becomes restless. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah from all sins. And then enjoy life. The good namats that Allah Ta'ala provides us with, then there'll be enjoyment even in that too. Even that there will be enjoyment. In that food there will be enjoyment. The person's wife, there will be happiness, there will be enjoyment, there will be muhabbat, there will be love. The person's children, there will be the coolness of the person's eyes. Everything will come right afterwards. First we have to put our side of the contract right. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change the conditions. If not, then we just have to keep making dua. But of course with dua, there has to be that effort to change. Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah rahmatullah alayhi, he says that sometimes when a person comes to me and he says, must make dua for this problem of mine. He says, but you can see that that person is clean shaven, his libas has, there's no sign of Islam and deen there, and his wife also, there's no namaz, no roza, zakat, plenty of jewelry, plenty of gold and silver, but for ages they don't pay zakat. They say, how can we pay zakat? Because we've got one ton of gold, but we don't have the cash to pay zakat. They got a ton of gold, but they don't have the cash to pay zakat. So how do we pay zakat? So we tell them, take a saw and slice that gold and pay it in gold. So somewhere along the line, he says, when they are committing open sins, especially when it's open sins, then he says that if you feel scared to make dua, because Allah is sending his azab, so now we should be telling that person that if you want to ward off that azab, then put your actions right. Instead we are saying, no, ya Allah, leave him like that, let him carry on with what he is doing, but just remove your azab. So he says, Allah Ta'ala ko naraz karke phir aate hai ke dua karo. So Allah Ta'ala ko pehle razi karo, to khud ba khud Allah tumhe razi kar dega. Allah Ta'ala ko naraz karke kehte hai ke dua karo. To kis tarike se hamari dua qubul hogi? How will our dua get accepted when you have displeased Allah Ta'ala and come? Allah Ta'ala ko razi kar lo, phir khud ba khud Allah Ta'ala tumhe bhi razi kar dega. Phir dua bhi qubul kar lega. Now people say duas are not being accepted, duas are not being accepted. So we must see, have we displeased Allah Ta'ala somewhere? We all know of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. But there's also Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar to the nafs. One we know must make Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar to the people. But this nafs also we have to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar to it. Because if you look at the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Wa nahan nafsa anil hawa. So we make a lot of Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar speeches, but this nafs of ours, it also needs that Amar bil Ma'ruf, because the nafs want to take us somewhere else. So make Amar bil Ma'ruf to the nafs also, and make Nahi anil Munkar to the nafs also. Bring it on to ta'at, bring it on to ibadat, bring it on to zikr and tilawat, bring it on to the fulfillment of the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. And also make Nahi anil Munkar to the nafs, that oh nafs, I will not allow you to indulge in any kind of haram. I will crush you, I will bash you, I will lash you, all those terms that we use against our enemies, why don't we use it against our nafs? I will shoot you, I will kill you, I will murder you, I will slice you into pieces, I will make keema out of you. Tell that to the nafs also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں This really touches my heart whenever I say it. Say, oh Allah, everyone in your garden is a rose flower. Everyone is a beautiful flower of your garden. The only thorn of that garden is myself. O Allah, make me also a flower of your garden. How long will I remain a thorn in this beautiful garden of yours? O Allah, every rose is giving off its fragrance and benefiting so many. They are inhaling the fragrance and it is giving them freshness. O Allah, make me also the flower of your garden. I am a thorn in your garden. Ah, my brothers, we must just think of ourselves as thorns. How many people have we really benefited with our lives? Just see how many people have we have caused injury. How the thorn causes injury to the person. In the same way, our lives have caused so much of injury and pain and harm. How many people we have harmed? Our neighbors are not happy with us. Our wives are not happy with us. Our children are not happy with us. Our clients and customers are not happy with us. Nobody seems to be happy with us. Na koi apna na hum kisi ke. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं फयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ آل مائی لائف آئی ہیو ریمینڈ اے یوز لیس پرسن ایبسولوٹلی یوز لیس In my ibadat, in my zikr, in my tilawat, in my muamalat, in my muasharat, in my akhlaq, I have remained useless. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon. Oh Allah, make me now a useful person. Occupy me in those things which are beneficial. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह। करम से तेरे बईद क्या है, जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो। करम से तेरे बईद क्या है, जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो। तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश, तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो। बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी, नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो। रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्र ताअत, बस अब यही शुगल रोज़ो शब हो। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah. Illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne? Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne? Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne? Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne? Pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne? Unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah illallah illallahu 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 illallah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کمپیشنیٹ اللہ او مائی لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او اللہ ہاؤ بلاوڈ یو آر او اللہ ہاؤ کائنڈ یو آر ہاؤ فورگیونگ یو آر Oh Allah, that in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter, modes of transport. Our eyes, oh Allah, you have blessed us with sight. Oh Allah, you have given us hearing, speech. You have blessed us with so much of your ni'mats. Oh my beloved Allah, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. Oh Allah, even a father doesn't tolerate a son. If he has to be disobedient, continuously even the father kicks the son out of the house. But oh my beloved Allah, how merciful you have been that you did not seize us the moment we committed sins. Oh Allah, you could have brought about embarrassment, humiliation, shame and disgrace upon us when we were indulging in sins. Oh Allah, you could have seized us there and then. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have paralyzed us there and then. You could have made us blind, deaf and dumb there and then. But oh my Allah, how tolerant you are. Ay Allah, tu sattarul uyub Allah hai, tu ghaffarul zulub khuda hai. Ay Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are not extending them before human beings. Ay Allah, hum bikari ban karke tere saamne maag rahe hai. Ay Allah, tere saamne maagne mein koi zillat nahi hai. Oh Allah, there is no shame, no humiliation and disgrace in begging of you. Ay Allah, the more we beg of you, the more pleased you become. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ay Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and our family members, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, tu hi maaf karne wala Allah hai. Tu maafi ko pasand karta hai. Oh Allah, your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that something that's really dear to you and beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. When they seek forgiveness for their sins, Ay Allah, all you want is we should turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are pledging that we will not return to those sins again. Ay Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, whatever sins we have committed, Ay Allah, we will not return to them again. Ay Allah, and we will start making our namazes if we have made them qaza. We will keep our fast if we have made them qaza. We will pay the zakat if it has become overdue. We will undertake hajj if it has become farz. Ay Allah, the rights of others which we may have trampled, we will make sure that we will return to every person whatever is due to him. Ay mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your rahmat and mercy for us. Ay Allah, cause us to be drenched in your rains of rahmat. Ay Allah, cause us to be drenched in your rains of rahmat. Ay Allah, wash away our hearts with your rains of rahmat and forgiveness. Ay Allah, clean and purify our hearts with your rains of forgiveness. Ay Allah, we know that we have made an umbrella of steel above our heads, and we do not want to be drenched with those rains of rahmat. But oh my beloved Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ay mere Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. If we had not recognized you as our creator, if we had not recognized you as our Khaliq, as our Malik, as our Rahim Allah, as our Kareem Allah, then oh Allah, in such large numbers this part of the night, we would not have been extending our begging bowls before you. Ay Allah, we have recognized you as our Kareem Allah. And Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. Ya Allah, we know we do not deserve your rahmat and your mercy. Ya Allah, we know that we are the thorns in your garden. Oh my Allah, we know that we are the thorns and everyone else is a flower. Ay mere pyare Allah, but we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, make us also flowers of your beautiful garden. Ay Allah, hum khar hai, lekin hume bhi gul bana de, hume bhi phool bana de. Ay mere Allah, hume apna bana le, aur tu hamara ban ja. Ay Allah, hume apna bana le, aur tu hamara ban ja. Oh my Allah, become ours and make us yours. How long are you going to keep us distance from you, O Allah? Ya Allah, we know that nafs and shaitan do not want us to come anywhere close to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nafs and shaitan knows that the moment we will get the taste and enjoyment of your qurb and marifat, then we will not return to those sins. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore they do not want us to come close to you. But oh Allah, in front of your power of jazb, what is nafs and shaitan? Ay Allah, you pull us towards you with your power of jazb. Ay Allah, teri quwwat jazb se hume apna bana le. Ay mere pyare Allah, hum tera banna chahte hai. نفس و شیطان رکاوٹ بن رہے ہیں. اے اللہ تو اس رکاوٹ کو دور فرما دے. اے اللہ remove this obstacle of نفس and شیطان. اے اللہ open up the غیب for us. اے اللہ give us the yaqeen in the ni'mats of the akhirat. اے اللہ give us yaqeen in your existence and your wujud. اے اللہ give us yaqeen in your basirat. اے اللہ give us yaqeen that you are seeing everything, hearing everything, knowing everything. Give us the yaqeen. We have the knowledge, O my beloved Allah. But give us that yaqeen and that conviction that every action of ours is being watched by you. And that you are all powerful, almighty, all seeing, all hearing. Oh Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling in a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Allah, how can you then not be aware of our movements? Oh my Allah, we are only deceiving ourselves. Hey, mere Allah, give us the realization. اے اللہ ہمیں حقیقت ایمان نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ہمیں حقیقت ایمان نصیب فرما. اے اللہ this great gift of Islam and ایمان we have shown no appreciation. اے اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمیں اس کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم his entire life, oh my beloved Allah, he made sacrifices for us. اے اللہ so much of his blood has been shed for the sake of this ummah. His companions, O Allah, his wives, his children, everyone underwent sacrifices upon sacrifices. Ay Allah, in Taif he was told, his shoe Mubarak become filled with his blood. Ha, very Allah, even the angels must have wept at that time. Ay Allah, just one drop of my Nabi's blood is far more precious than the entire universe and everything that it contains. Oh Allah, so much of his blood was spilled for the sake of the ummah. Ay Allah, in Uhud, he was stoned, his teeth were shattered. He falls down unconscious. Ay Allah, thorns are placed in his path. Allah, he stands whole night in prayer until his feet swells. Allah, when he goes down for sajda in the Haram Sharif where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort, intestines of animals were placed on his back. His little daughter Fatima used to say, oh my beloved father, but why are they doing this to you? Ha, very Allah, in Shaab ibn Abi Talib, 3 solid years boycotted. The time came when they had to chew the leather of shoes to survive. Mere Allah, we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. Lekin mere Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are now ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are ashamed of having caused so much of injury and pain to my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with our evil actions and deeds. For when he is informed that that ummah for whom you made these sacrifices, that ummah today is comfortable in the casinos, that ummah finds no discomfort in the cinemas and theatres. In fact, the ummah runs those cinemas and theatres and casinos. Ha, mere Allah! When he is informed that those women who had no rights in Islam and for whom you made so much of sacrifices and gave them rights, ay Allah, those women today, so many of them are in the dance clubs, so many of them are in prostitute quarters. Ay Allah, their names are advertised in newspapers. Ay Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that a few meters away from his Rosa Mubarak, the worst of all films can be seen in the hotel rooms on the television screens. Allah, when he is informed that the newspapers in Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Tayyibah have pages dedicated for the filthiest of movies that will be shown. Ha, ha, very Allah, what kind of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, hum jhoothe aashiq hai. Ay Allah, we are liars in our claim of muhabbat and ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لیکن میرے اللہ تو رحیم اللہ ہے, تو معاف کرنے والا اللہ ہے, تو بخشنے والا اللہ ہے. اے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما لے. اے اللہ ہمارے حال پر کرم فرما لے. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, چینج دا ڈائریکشن آف اور لائفز. اے اللہ برنگ اے ریولوشن ان اور ہارٹس. اے اللہ گیو اس سچ اے بونڈ ود یو, سچ اے بونڈ ود یو, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies, we have made our friends. And oh Allah, you who have given us so much of ni'mats. Ay Allah, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has made so much of ihsan upon us. Ay Allah, we have made you all our enemies. Mere Allah, ab to tu inqilab paida kar de. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Ay Allah, hamein teri marifat naseeb farma, tera yaqeen naseeb farma, teri muhabbat naseeb farma. Bless us with tawakkul and faith in you. Oh Allah, bless us with a life of shukr. Ay Allah, bless us with a life of contentment. Bless us with a life of zuhad and qanaat. Ay Allah, bless us with a life of purity. Ay Allah, hamein taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ay Allah, maut se pehle taqwa wali zindagi ikhtiyar karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Oh my beloved Allah, one day we are going to turn to dust. Ay Allah, just as other janazas have left our areas and our homes, and we have witnessed, oh my beloved Allah, we have even given ghusl to so many mayyats. Ay Allah, one day the water will be poured over our bodies also. Ay Allah, at that time our mouths, our lips will be sealed. We will not be able to speak anything. Our eyes will be not be able to see. Our ears will not be able to listen. Our hands will not be able to touch any haram anymore. Our feet will not be able to walk to those haram places anymore. Ay Allah, at that time, if we are wearing tight-fitting garments, with the scissors it will be stripped out of our bodies. Ay Allah, ay mere Allah, the water of mayyat is going to be poured over us. Ay Allah, before that water is poured over our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah over our hearts. Ay Allah, before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa over our hearts. Mere Allah, tu hame apna bana le. Ay Allah, become ours and make us yours. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ay mere Allah, bless us all with long life, our children with long life, our family members and the ummah with long life, so that we may be able to accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds. Otherwise, oh my beloved Allah, there is no more any happiness left in this world. Ay Allah, there is no more any joy. There is no more any peace and tranquility left. Ay Allah, whoever left this world with iman and in a forgiven state, they are so fortunate, O my beloved Allah. Therefore, O my Allah, we are seeking from you long life for the sake of accumulating good deeds. Ay Allah, bless us with good health. Mere Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Ay Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Allah, we know that sometimes sickness can be a rahmat, but we are extremely weak, O Allah. Change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Allah, sometimes poverty can be a rahmat, but we are extremely weak, so change those who are poor, Allah, change their poverty rahmat to the rahmat of wealth. Allah, we are extremely weak, therefore change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. So many of our brothers and sisters, so many people, their parents, oh Allah, they are in hospitals or sick at home. Ay Allah, give them cure from all their ailments. And oh my beloved Allah, how many brothers and sisters of ours and children of ours have been bombed and shrapnels have got their bodies. Ay Allah, some have become blind, some have become paralyzed. Oh Allah, some of them, their livers, their lungs, their hearts have been damaged. Ay Allah, these enemies of Islam, the merciless ones, oh my beloved Allah, either give them hidayat, oh Allah, destroy them like you destroy the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, give cure to all those who are sick and ailing. Ay Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them happiness. Those who are in financial problems, remove the financial difficulties. But give us the himmat and courage, oh Allah, to sell whatever surplus we may have and pay off our debts, but do not go to the banks and borrow on overdrafts. Ay mere Allah, our carpets on interest, our homes on interest, our shoes on interest, our cars on interest, our clothes on interest. Hamere Allah, yeah, we are engulfed with nothing but interest. How can there be barakat then in our homes and in our lives? Allah, there's nothing but quarrels, arguments, fights. Mere Allah, give us the realization that we have to turn towards you. Mere Allah, hum sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de. Izzat ke baad zillat mat de, mere Allah. Sehat ke baad bemari mat de, mere Allah. Quwwat ke baad kamzori aur zaaf mat de, mere Allah. Allah, musalmanon ki tijaron mein barkat ata farma, tijaraton mein barkat ata farma. اے اللہ جو بھی تیرے دین کے خاطر محنتیں کر رہے ہیں ان کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما اے اللہ آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو احد کا خدا تھا اے اللہ you are the same Allah that was at the time of Badr you are the same Allah of احد and خندق you are the same Allah of فتح مکہ اے اللہ either give hidayat to the enemies or destroy them like you destroyed the عاد and سمود اے اللہ send gale force winds against them Allah shake the ground beneath their feet. Allah cause the plains to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans. Allah tu qadir hai aur tu kar sakta hai. It is our weakness, O my beloved Allah. We have become weak, you have not become weak. Allah, you send the Ababil and you destroyed the army of Abraha. Aaj bhi tu wohi kar sakta hai, mere khuda. Mere Allah, hum sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Allah, Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino or a cinema. Don't let the angel of death find us watching a porn movie or stuck to a sight on the computer screen which is filthy and dirty in your sight. Mere Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in fraud or in gambling or in prostitution. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Mere Allah, when the time of our death comes, call us to Badira Tayyiba. Give us shahadat in Badira Tayyiba. Salamati adeen aur aza ke saath hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Ay Allah, give us burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow, then we too may be forgiven. Mere Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما اے اللہ مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما تبلیغ دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما مشائخ کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما جو ہمارے مشائخ بیمار ہیں ان کو شفاء تامہ کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made دعاس for us Allah, all those du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Allah, all that khair that he asked for us. Bless us with that khair. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masjid-e-Aqsa ki, ay Allah, hifazat farma. Ay Allah, Masjid-e-Aqsa ki, hifazat farma. Zalim Yahudiyo ke haath se, ay Allah, usko najat, musalmano ko najat ata farma. Ay Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki, hifazat farma. Hamare masajid madaris ki, hifazat farma. Ay Allah, tamam dini edaro ki, hifazat farma. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما اے اللہ جس کا بھی ہم پر احسان ہے تیرے شائن شان ان سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہ و صلی علی سیدنا محمد و علی سیدنا محمد و بارک وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله